Damn. I don't think you fully realize how close we were to cooked back there. Don't look at me like that, Ken. It's not like that. And even if it was, I still saved your ass. I said I would. I made that promise. And I kept it. Don't give me that, baby Bart. After all he's been through. Don't worry. Today, we're in a safe house. They don't exactly call it a safe house for nothing. As it turns out, they're actually almost never broken into. At least, as far as I'm concerned. We should have a moment of reprieve, and that, by itself, is a blessing, don't you think? I'm not a religious man, but I could be, for the right price. Hey, babe. I know what we did in that car back there, but you just tell me. Whatever you want, if I can get it. If I can do something that fucking makes you happy, makes you smile, all of it, I'd do it. Plain and simple as that. Not a really complex guy. Maybe I am. Maybe I oversimplify myself and act like it's easier to understand me than it is. Maybe I'm a bit here and there. Maybe you can't guess what I'm thinking right now. Good guess, but wrong. Try again? Now you can try. And I don't mind that you try. Just don't be too disappointed if you can't get it. Again, it's not like that. Told you already. No. So you take offense to that, huh? You know it's only because I'm taller, right? Still got a growth spurt in you? No way. I don't believe it. Come on. It's not like that. If anything, I can't stand to think about it, right? Here we are. You getting in this situation. Me possibly bailing you out at the very last second. Us majestically getting away. And our lives that much richer. The underground tunnel was pretty fun, right? What can I say? Stealing, when it's done for the right reasons, isn't stealing at all. Then it's just fancy spy work, right? And I like fancy spy work, don't get me wrong. I mean, have I ever been one to avoid such things? I mean, if I'm going to be honest with you, and I'm always honest with you, we make a really good team, and that was a hell of a first contract. First big contract, at least. We haven't pissed off that many people since, well, since ever. And I'm kind of proud. Don't know about you, but I kind of loved it, baby bird. And I figured it out somehow, and I couldn't look back. I could only really look at you. Partners in crime. Legal crimes, at least country ordained legal. Probably can't go back there, you know. At least for now. Till things blow over. Until we get new identities and a hell of a lot of plastic surgery, I don't think we should even dare to dream of going back there. I mean, really? You would want to go back? I bet you they've got a warrant for our arrest on 60 different other countries. When they're mad, they like to tell other people to do their job for them. You know, typical rich people thing. Rich, powerful, same difference. It's all just the haves versus the have-nots. Or in our case, the have-somes. And really, I just figured today it would be nice to not have to talk about it. No debriefings, no big jobs. We pulled it off. One of the best parts of being a spy is that you get the time off after. So why not live it up? And the safe house thing, I mean, they're only kind of after us right now, not really. An assassin or two is never that big of a deal. It's only when you get the big shots, when they got 10, 20 working together, everybody setting up annoying traps, etc. But you know, they never get us, right? You don't actually think we'd fall for that. You know us. You know us. Come on. We're not that gullible. Like, I could be gullible, but just for you. I don't just act that way with fucking anyone. Besides that, I really don't get it. Right? We went through all this, and you don't even look happy about it. What is it? Why'd you go so far if you weren't going to be happy at the end? We got our payout already. We did the good Samaritan deed of stealing that back, what was rightfully belonging to our country, and... Oh. Do you feel bad for the people who lost it? Don't worry, they didn't really lose anything. You want to know why? So, the only people who know that we stole it are the ones related to the Prime Minister. Now, the ones related to the Prime Minister may be 500 people. The rest of them, they're going to keep it lock and key, never admitting that we stole it in the first place. Because there's a thing called saving face, and they really love to do that over there. Now, I'm not complaining. I'm definitely not insulting the country. Beautiful place, beautiful people. I personally think I'd like to go back there when they wouldn't want my head for it, you know? Maybe, bird. Why do you look so blue, though? You're never a blue bird, let me tell you. Yeah, something like that. I get it. I do. You just felt like it was the next thing you were supposed to do, right? The next thing, next big thing, really. Process of life, you just keep going until you don't anymore. I know, oversimplifying, I always do that. But really, how else can you look at it, right? The way I see it, we did something that's worth praising, and it doesn't make any sense that you wouldn't be celebrating at least a little bit, right? Look, I'm not gonna claim that I'm the saint to absolve you of any guilt you have, but not that. Yeah, didn't think it was that. So, why don't you fess up, make this easier on yourself, so I don't have to shove you against the wall unless that was a goal in the first place, in which case you're doing a pretty good job, huh? A damn fine job, if I do say so myself. Baby bird, spit it out, spill it. Or am I gonna have to interrogate you? You know, us spies might as well double as interrogators, because we have to fill the shoes of a lot of people. I have to be them in that moment. You learn a lot of information that's pretty out there, pretty random, and definitely not something that's a conversation starter at a bar or something like that. Not that I really like to hang out there. That's where I've met several people in my life that I have not met them in the first place, if I'm honest. But not you, baby bird. Not you now, not you ever. Anyways, if I have to get the information out of you, then you're no fun. We weren't into the interrogation play, or... Oh. You were just into the play in general. Well, since you spilled the beans on that one, I guess I'll have to make up some suspicion I have against you as a reason to interrogate you. And so, baby bird, why don't you put up a little fight? We'll only play fighting, come on. You know it's not that. I can't help but guess you. If not for you, we wouldn't have made it out of there. Let's be honest. We both did our part. We got out of there. We stole what needed to be stolen. Got the intel and made them all look like clowns. Baby Bird, don't even think about it like that. And besides, what are you thinking about with that expression? You're not gonna tell me, are you? And I like that. No mystery. Oh, I live for the mystery, you know that? Look at you, look at you. Oh, baby, you're so full of surprises. So full of so many things, and I want you to be more full of me. I mean, did that come out right? Hopefully. I know you understand what I'm saying, but was it too direct? Look, I could say I want to be turkey so I could get in your guts, but that's not leaving much to the imagination, is it? But, regardless of Thanksgiving dinner, I think I've always been one that preferred a few other ones. Take your pick. Maybe you'll be my jack-o'-lantern full of candy. I almost tried to make one about beef wellingtons, and I'm not gonna lie, I totally choked. I never said I was the coolest guy, I just said that I'm trying here. And I think you're sexy, wonderful, the best partner I could ask for, and way, way, way too reserved. So, pardon me for wanting to help you get out of your shell. I mean, really? You really want to stay that way? Prudence is fine. And modesty, I guess. Moderation, sure. For me? I live in the moment, baby. I don't have time to hold myself back. And I think you need to stop too. Not for any other reason than I don't want you to have any regrets. I want you to live without them in case anything ever happens, you know. We are spies, and I'm not saying that anything is going to happen because we're good spies, but it also doesn't mean things are easy, right? There's a lot to it. We have to do this and that, make things work here and there and all around. But what happens when things do fall apart, right? I'm kidding, it's not gonna. I'm hopefully positive, or hopelessly positive, depending on how you like to spin things. Glass half empty or half full? I say it's half full. But it looks like yours is half empty. I could help you fill it up a little, you know? Look, the innuendos, I mean, come on. Baby Bird, would you expect anything less from me? When I'm with you, of course, I'm going to be a little extra. You're the only one that gets that side to me. Oh, you're going to wound me like that. Come on, you have to believe it, right? Come on, baby. There ain't no reason for you to think like that. You do belong here, in this moment, and with me. I mean it. I'm not just saying that, I'm not giving you something, expecting you to feel a certain way. I hate when people do that. Those fucking gifts with strings attached, I'm not like them. Not. You think I'd be used to it as a spy? Everyone wants something from you. If you're good at everything, you're not good at anything, right? That's kind of how it works, and it's all jumbled in your mind and your heart and somewhere along the lines. You just have to face yourself, you know? And for me personally, I think I've been there, done that. For the most part. Maybe I got some things to work on. But doesn't everybody? Come on. I'm no worse than you. Well, I almost thought of someone, but I guess maybe I've got a few screws loose. Maybe I don't care about the pecking order. And maybe I'm a wing over the competition and making you feel something for me. Is that why you look away? Look at me, babe. Playing hard to get or just hard to get? I can't decide. Either way, color me intrigued. I'm definitely into this mating dance. You dodged that kiss fair and square. But you didn't even try and dodge that one. Don't tell me you're losing your edge right then and there. That quick. Come on, baby bird, if you're gonna put up a fight, you gotta at least try, right? Come on. Otherwise, I'm gonna kiss you again. Dead center this time. I am kinda curious about the change of heart, but I could argue with a free kiss. And you still got that mysterious side. That unsung allure. That lovely feeling when I can really know you're just here in this moment. That your mind isn't wandering. That there's nothing that could take you away. Now or ever, because I'm a possessive fuck and I don't know how to let go. I'll say it again. And maybe you can't go to God. But Alex is what they call me, my agent. Nickname, if you will. And Hawks, they mate for life, so not to be too cliched, but you're kind of stuck with me. Unless you want to break my pretty little heart. Oh, I bet you're a heartbreaker. With that luck, bet there's a lot of things you break. But I'm not really sure if it's a break or get broken world out there. But what's it like here when you're in my bed, in my room, in our house, in this safe house? So deep underground, I think the apocalypse, we wouldn't even hear it. I'm gonna be honest, I don't even know if there's a world up there right now, baby. We might be the last two on Earth, and then what? Someone has to enjoy the safe house. I think they said they had 300 years worth of supplies for two people. Now, I don't know about you, but living 300 years, I don't want to end up that old and wrinkly, but maybe a few more. Right here, right now. I'm not getting over it. Taking whatever I can. Because at this point, I just can't get enough. The feeling of your lips against mine. The way I know your heart's beating so fast. The mysterious little demeanor that you can't pull a fast one on me anymore. And the best part is, and the question I really want answered is, even if you know I know every move you make, you still make it so confidently that I get surprised. Where's that confidence come, baby? Where'd that come from, and why are you so fucking cute? That's what I want to hear, yeah. No excuses, no words. Just actions filling the silence up. And does that really break the silence or just make more of it? Fuck if I know. Fuck if I care. The only thing I care about right now is if you're having a good time in my arms. Yeah? Then let's make it a great time, huh? I don't like settling halfway, and I'm afraid I'm way too down bad for you. Way too damn bad that you've got yourself a bit of a problem here. And I've got myself a problem right here, too. You don't beat around the bush, do you? Oh, yeah. Then do your worst, baby. That it? Shouldn't speak louder or whatever, but you just jumping right into things caught me off guard in a way that I never thought I'd be in this position, I'm gonna be honest. You're not bad at this, huh? Why do you like me? You never really said it clearly. What do you like about me? What do you love about me? Kind of a short list. You sure you like and love me? Oh, I feel the love. I do. But at the same time, damn. You don't mess around, do you? I guess break or be broken does reach all the way down here. I don't mind it though. I mean, come on. You can do better than that, baby. You're so cute when you got that face. Like you'll do anything to make me feel just a little bit more. What's my face look like then? Do I have that same determination or... am I the breaky in this case? I can't tell. But damn, that feels good. You feel good. That endless touch. Oh, I guess that's one way to use your lips, yeah? Well, if you insist, I'm always one for fan service if it's good. And you're good, baby. You're great. You're perfect. You're so good. Everything you do is good, and I love how much you make me feel good. You're so beautiful, so gorgeous, so handsome, so lovely, so many words that I can't think of because you make me feel too good. This is the way you do touch, right? The right way to touch. There isn't really a right and wrong way, but let me tell you, you've been doing all the right things in my eyes, goddamn. I love those little breaths you take. The more that you breathe, the more I can't get enough. Hearing your breath, is it the same way? I may not have the most stamina after yesterday, but it's also your fault for being too damn good, so I'm gonna say we're both at fault, right? Don't be that way. Oh, don't be that way. Fine, be that way. Say what I do. That's what you're looking for. Well, then careful of the wings, baby. Careful of the wings. Damn. You're not careful at all, are you? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck, baby girl. Oh, fuck. That's the wings. Not like this. Relentless side. Getting the best of you. Not complaining, but... Oh, so I guess I am complaining. Fuck. Okay. Okay, you made your point. Wings are sensitive. Sensitive things, and I... Fuck. Wasting any time. Okay. I'll bite. Not even gonna tell me your plan. Just gonna bite my lip. Tell me to find out. Not knowing. Look. Fuck. Fuck, baby. Fuck, yeah. Ooh. That's not sucking dick. That's making love with your mouth. Fuck. Oh, not those wing touches. You're going right for my down like that. Dick so hard that my balls slap your lower mouth like that. Oh, the way you're bobbing up and down. How do I taste? And my wings, fuck. I'm gonna come so hard if you keep doing it. I'm gonna come so fucking hard. Fuck. Oh, don't do this to me. Oh, actually do this to me. Fuck. I can't tell. Oh, fuck. I can't tell from down, baby. I can't tell from down. Fuck. God. Baby, right. You're swallowing it all down. Every last gulp. I see how this goes. Your bird taming today, huh? Is that it? God, the way you're handling my wings. Oh, not my nipples too, damn. You're feisty. Really feisty. Oh, God. Fuck. Fuck. I couldn't help. You're too goddamn hot. Shut up. Don't look at me like that. Until you've got your third one, baby. You're overstimming the fuck out of me. And I can't hold fucking back. Fuck me. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. God damn. God damn, baby. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, fuck me just like that. Mommy. Why'd you stop? Don't ask me like that, baby. Come on, please. Please fuck me. Yeah. Oh, you like when I'm begging? Yeah. And I'll beg extra sexy, like, please. Please fuck me. Yeah. Fuck that stupid cock, yeah. Fuck my stupid cock, my ass, my nipples, everything. I want it all, baby. Fuck. I want everything you're gonna give to me. And don't stop touching those wings. Don't stop fucking me. Yeah, fucking me good, yeah. Oh, I feel you, baby. I feel you, yeah. Your hands going wherever you please. Oh, it's like the best kind of touch. The one where I'm only eyes. Yeah. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna come so goddamn hard, please. Let me come. Let me come. Yes. Oh, sure, please. Everything. I can't even. You're squeezing me dry. Fuck. If you thought for a second it'd be anything less than that, never fucking less, baby. I can't. Even if I try, you get all of me. Every last drop of my cum. Every last kiss I got in me. And all the other things in between, you know. I can't hold that. Just so into you. All the different ways you like me. All the different ways I'm obsessed with you, too. Baby. That's my baby. Yeah.